And I got to the bridge, and the captain had evidently arrived about the same moment. And I heard him say to Murdoch, what's the matter? What have you stuck? He said, we're stuck an iceberg, sir. He said, I'm going full speed astern, sir, on the port engine. He swung her head round towards port, and she was on the swing. And that's why she was torn underneath. She was penetrated in 6 compartments. As I came up through the top lounge where the band was, they were playing Alexandra's Ragtime Band. Oh, I asked the captain, shall I send up some distress rockets? Then we started sending off these distress rockets, the quartermaster and I on the bridge. But I never knew how many I had fired. Long before I left the bridge, a telephone message had come through from the first officer who was aft. He'd been lowering all the starboard boats, and he'd told the quartermaster aft to report to the bridge that all the starboard boats had gone. That's a long time before I left the ship. The sea was perfectly smooth when we left the ship. Every star in the heavens was visible, but there was no moon. So it was dark. For a long time, we didn't move the boat when we laid off on the starboard side. You could see by the arrangements of the lights, all the lights were burning, and you could see that she was going down. Well, we got away clear of the ship, and we just laid on the oars until eventually they realized that she'd gone, and we heard all the screams. We couldn't do anything. And the screams went on for some considerable time. I was the first boat picked up. People on the Carpathia told me that it was about just before 4 o'clock, about 4:05, I think. I got alongside there. Everything was ready. Derricks was hoisted. Derrick falls had bowlines in them, and there was ladders over the side. Absolutely everything had been done that was possible to be done. And it was daylight eventually before any boats were sighted. And it was nearly 8 o'clock, I think, as near as I can remember. It was certainly broad daylight when we picked up the other boats. We cruised around in the Carpathia then, and eventually picked up all the other boats.